Reggie doesn't accept shekels. Just so you know, you better have some real money.
Okay.
Welcome, cocktail fans. Another edition of the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure.
Already? I was checking the second hand. I didn't think it was time yet.
Well, that's time. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm...
I better check the battery.
Check the battery.
Yeah. I guess you'll have to.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Dave, for everything you've done.
Thank you.
I have some good news and bad news.
Oh. Well.
I have an envelope for you. No.
Well, I hope it's full of cash.
Oh, sure. No. There's a huge severance.
Oh, excellent. Well,
actually, I could be wrong. It might be Doc Severinsen.
Oh, I like him, too.
In an envelope?
It's ashes.
He's not dead.
Oh.
Sorry, Doc.
That explains a lot of all the screaming.
Oh, dear.
Well, and on that bummer of a note,
macabre.
Halloween's over.
Is it? Oh, well, I thought this was the Halloween episode. We're just taping it ahead of time for next year.
Yeah.
Well, it's fall. It's an autumn episode.
It is. It's autumnal. Autumnal?
Sure.
It is.
Sure.
Avuncular?
Avuncular? It's very avuncular. Yeah.
Sure. Corpulent?
Could be. You have enough of them?
Sure. But you haven't said who you are yet.
I'm Dave.
I'm Jason.
Oh. Did I say who I was?
I don't think you did.
Oh, I think you just cut Dave off with some secondhand nonsense.
I'm Fred. I'm sorry. It was a carryover from the nonsense from before the show.
Yeah. Because I got a new watch battery for my watch.
That's why we're talking about. We're all on time.
Yes.
We're all focused on timepieces.
Right.
Check out our Instagram page for a great shot of the watch.
Yes, right. We did. We took several photos of Jason's. What do you call it? It's a Tesla watch?
Tesla watch.
Yeah, it's very neat. So go to a Cocktail Podcast, our Instagram account, and have a look. Yeah. We'll leave a comment. And say, Jason, you wasted your money on a big, giant watch that's completely impractical.
It is completely impractical.
But I think you can also jumpstart a car with it, so I think that's kind of cool.
I don't even think you can. It looks like you should be able to. It was funny. I was trying to describe it to my cousin one time when I was wearing it. Mm-hmm. My cousin Dave, whose podcast is Sneaky Dragon.
Oh, yes.
Listen to the Sneaky Dragon podcast. Mm.
Yeah. Do they listen to ours?
I believe Dave does listen to ours.
Well, thanks, Dave.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Ian might as well.
Oh, I don't think... I think Ian's too good for this podcast.
But he's very supportive.
Is he?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God bless his little British heart.
But I was wearing the watch, and he said, what the hell is that? What are you wearing? Because that's what
it's shocking
to say.
Yeah.
And Jennifer tried to explain that it was the sort of watch that they wore in the steampunk time, which, of course, Dave immediately jumped on as a time that did not, in fact, exist.
No, of course not.
So he says,
fictitious.
So this is the type of watch that they never wore.
Well, I think steampunk time is the 1990s.
Yeah. Is that true?
So it is in the past.
There you go. It's the kind of watch they wore in the fictitious 1890s.
True.
Anyway, so it's a great-looking watch, and I get lots of sideways looks. I would not say I've ever got a compliment on it.
It's, it's like having a really nice scar. You know,
there's such a thing as a nice scar?
Sure, you got a nice, like you're fencing. It's right across your cheek, and people will notice.
Well, that's if you want to be an evil villain in a movie.
Sure, nobody's going to bring it up.
Well, we will.
We will.
We're rude.
That's why I wear my hair the way I do.
Oh, sure. They're pompadour.
Covering my conversational scar.
Mm. Oh, what are we doing for drinks, though? The hell with time.
You had mentioned autumnal.
Autumnal, yes.
I think we did apple cocktails before in some fashion.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were trying to come up with cocktails for last time, or maybe even for... No, actually, it was for our Halloween show.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking because in Imbibe there was a drink called Autumn Rye.
Yeah.
And it sounded good.
Sure.
But we didn't have anything to really pair it with.
No.
But it looked good. So it's not a classic cocktail by any means. Sorry, folks. Sorry, Jerry Thomas.
We'll get back on track one day.
It's from a guy named Jason Renner at Bar Marco in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and was in the summer issue of Imbibe.
You just like him because his name's Jason.
Yeah, it's all Jason all the time. But it's going to be harvesty, and you know, we've had our Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had Canadian Halloween,
uh-huh.
But the Americans...
they have a different Halloween?
Canadian Halloween's October 25th, as everybody knows.
Right.
It's a little bit early.
No. But it's American Halloween. It hasn't even come yet.
No.
They do it the night before...
Christmas?
I think so. There's a movie about it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty sure.
Tim Burton took over all of their holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Reorganized them. Rejigged the whole nonsense. Yep.
No, they've had their Halloween. But they haven't had their Thanksgiving. And for our American listeners, maybe they would like a nice autumnal apple-based drink
to
facilitate their drunken football games. Is that what they do?
Bacchanalias. I'm just going to bring this up right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
These are not the last apple cocktails we're going to make.
No.
No.
Because there's only so much... you know, booze in the world. And so you end up coming back again. But I'm looking forward. But this is great.
Yeah, this could be great.
I think they're great.
Rye whiskey, apple juice, allspice liqueur, and Peychaud's bitters. I mean, that should be cuckoo crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And then Freddie found one called...
Mr. October.
Mr. October.
Yeah.
Which I think is a baseball reference, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it might be. Yeah. Who's Mr. October? Oh,
I don't know. Bob Uecker?
Yeah, I think it's Bob Uecker. But yeah, I got a book, New York Cocktails, for my birthday.
He loves New York cocktails, doesn't he?
He does. He's actually...
Ever since he went to New York, he's just...
Oh, did I mention the time I went to New York and had cocktails?
Those people.
Endlessly.
A sycophant. Is that what he is?
He's a ne'er-do-well sycophant.
I'm a ne'er-do-well.
Oh. Obsequious?
I'm obsequious, probably.
Obtuse?
Yeah, always obtuse.
Corpulent?
Maybe a little corpulent, yeah.
But yes, New York Cocktails by Amanda Schuster. It's a great little compilation of cocktails from all over the boroughs.
How many boroughs are there?
I'm going to say 12.
Can you name them?
No, there's 5. I think it's the Bronx, there's Manhattan, Queens.
Brooklyn. Staten Island.
Mm-hmm. Edgar Rice.
Yep.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Edgar Rice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. William. I think that's it. Seven.
Seven pearls.
Include people's names.
Yep.
Cool.
But this is great. And this is from... You had notes on this.
I did.
You want to pick it up from there? Because you actually did background, didn't you? Or maybe not.
Sorry. I got a bit of a scratchy... Timothy Minor. Have you got Timothy Minor in your notes?
No, I've got Minor, but no Timothy.
Timothy Minor.
Yeah.
Is great. You can check out his website and stuff. He used to work at a place called the Jake Walk.
Oh, yeah.
In Brooklyn. I think it was in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It went out of business.
Oh.
And now works at, I believe, the Long Island Bar.
Oh, that's all right. I was afraid he's going to end up at Home Depot or something.
He does. He takes care of the pink insulation.
Corning's insulation. He's a specialist.
First day being pink. And so, yeah, he's still out there doing stuff. But I think the recipe goes back to 2012, even though this is a brand new book. And even though he's working in a brand new place, he will still make the Mr. October.
Yeah.
So, sorry, what?
That's the second of our two cocktails.
Oh, okay.
So now I think we start making them. Isn't that... Who's got the script?
There's a script?
There's a script?
Where's the stage manager?
Dave is the writing gentleman. He should have coupled together.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
So we're just winging it?
We're just winging it, as usual.
Yeah, this is our improv class. Oh, finally comes to pay off.
Do I have to...
He's got a gun!
Do I have to walk with a limp?
It's worked for you so far. And so this drink that we're going to do then, the Mr. October. Well, look, that says all that right there. Now, it's applejack cinnamon syrup, fresh lemon juice.
You really do have a problem with
I'm not doing well. Galliano. And St. Elizabeth's allspice dram, which they both have. They both have allspice dram in it, which is great.
That's good, because you and I both brought our allspice drams, and I can tell by how much is still in both of those bottles? We're not using them anywhere nearly enough.
No. Well, I mean, this one calls for two dashes, and this other one calls for a half ounce. And so once you have it, you have it for life.
Yeah. But it's so great.
Because Dave actually was asking about my bottle, because I arrived before you did. And I said that I had got it in Seattle back when they still had government liquor stores in Washington State.
Oh.
I said, I've had this for about 8 years.
Holy cow, you've used about, what, 8 ounces?
Yeah, maybe. It's not even half gone. So I said we should do a taste test to see who's as freshest, because you just got yours last year. Well, it's already a year old.
I know.
Exactly. I thought maybe we got it last month.
No.
Sure.
So, should we all taste it?
Sure.
All right. Let's try. Should we try the older one first?
Okay.
And then know if yours tastes better or the same?
Right.
Okay. You keep yours in the fridge?
I didn't, and then I did.
Okay.
I thought I was going to go through it a lot quicker than I did, because I knew there was a whole bunch of cocktails I needed it for when I bought it. Dozens. And then when I bought it, I thought, where's that cocktail that needed that?
Yeah. Put it in liquor 43.
As usual, yep.
Because it's only 22%.
Mm-hmm. It's right on the cusp.
And mine stayed in that little wine fridge that I was telling you about.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It told me to throw away.
Oh, yeesh.
All right, fellas.
Thank you very much.
But yeah, no, that's actually my new rule. If it's...
if it don't fit.
If it don't fit, it doesn't go in the fridge.
All right.
That's all right.
Allspice, which Dave did a bunch of research on.
Well, I did some.
Well, the nose is good.
Yeah.
And it tastes like Christmas. But it is a bit...
All right. It's got that sort of cinnamon, that dry cinnamon taste to it.
It does have a real cinnamon.
Yeah.
In fact, I didn't realize it was quite as cinnamony as it is.
That's because it's allspice. It's all spices.
But Dave had a recipe for the allspice, make your own, and it called for allspice berries for the first couple of days, and then adding crushed cinnamon sticks for the next...
Well, sure.
4 or 5 days later.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yes. So that's what 8 to 10-year-old allspice dram tastes like.
I think that 22% alcohol is working pretty good there.
Taking care of business? All right. Well, we're going to see. Don't try this at home, kids.
And then we're going to do the vermouth test.
Oh, yeah, that's my least favorite test of all the liquor tests we do.
Keep your vermouth in the fridge.
Next to your allspice dram.
Yeah.
Or make it yourself, and then you've got some control.
That's true. The allspice dram, yeah, because you can make allspice dram. You can make cinnamon syrup. Mm-hmm. We want the factory fresh.
Yikes.
Well, not factory fresh, the factory version.
I gave you too much fat, sorry. So is the nose the same?
Not quite as pungent.
Yeah, actually, it seems a little weaker.
Yeah. Hmm. All right.
Hmm. A little more mellow.
Yeah, it is a little
more. Less cinnamony.
Less cinnamony. Should we maybe try Fred's then?
Because one of them calls for cinnamon cinnamon syrup.
Right.
Cinnamon syrup.
Isn't that interesting?
Hmm.
And of course it's, have they changed their recipe or does it depend on the thing as it goes by? The day that I bought mine all those years ago, I actually bought two bottles. So there's also an unopened one at home.
Mein Gott in Himmel.
I was like you. I had big hopes. Oh, there's so many tiki drinks that involve this.
That's
stuff.
True.
Spice, yeah.
I'll be lucky that it lasts the week. And then,
Yep.
10 years later.
Was it the jet pilot?
Oh, it might be.
Or is it the test pilot?
Maybe they both have it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like yours because it is a little bit mellower. Now, I wonder if it would have made any difference to actually... It should be...
Shaking it up, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well.
Hard to say. Oh, well.
No. I'm going to start drinking it straight for Christmas, because it is certainly that Christmassy thing.
It's pretty good, actually. And, you could put that with... throw that in your eggnog.
Yeah.
That's kind of
sort of hot drink.
But I would like to maybe try making it one time. What the hell?
Yeah.
I got nothing better to do.
I don't know. That's true.
Last year, I made ratafia. Was it ratafia? Ratafia? Ratafia of quince.
Oh, quince, yeah.
And I was supposed to steep it for X amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then bottle it, which would have worked out about Canada Day.
Mm.
which I did not do.
No.
It's still there.
Good. Ready to go.
Full of cinnamon. Mm. Not been strained. Mm. I don't know if it's good or bad or God.
Well, bring it on the show.
All right.
We'll try it.
Crack it open.
Give her willing to risk it.
Mm. Mm. Wow. Got a bit of a buzz already.
Well,
it's sticky.
I'm sticky. My hands are sticky. I feel like Winnie the Pooh. In more ways than one.
Oh, yeah.
So I said to Dave before you arrived that we would do the autumn rye first, only because this other one may be a little bit more desserty.
Sure.
So should we do that?
Yep.
This is very exciting. Well, we've lost our mission statement, but hopefully you people at home have stayed with us and are willing to try a drink.
What was our mission statement again?
I don't know. Are we educating people?
Oh, God, I hope not. I didn't know. I would have, you know, focused on that a little bit more.
Otherwise, it just means you just get to listen to people drink.
That's okay.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess it is.
Well, we could educate. We want to educate. What can we tell people?
I don't know.
We've told them to keep their allspice dram in the fridge, and their along with their other stuff. Vermouth.
We're going to be using Canadian Club 100% rye for the rye.
Yeah,
no, we love this.
It's a pretty good rye. I mean, I can't, you know, for Canada, it's cheap.
Yeah, it is cheap. What is it? $23?
$23.
Maybe?
$23.
They're practically giving it away.
Oh, yeah, no. And your American ryes are going to be twice that. They may have a little more, you know, a little splashier label.
Mm-hmm.
They claim to have, you know, history on their side. I don't know.
Do they?
I don't know.
Isn't rye more of a Canadian whiskey?
It kind of is. They've just upped the rye lately. So, but it's nice and toasty. It's got some good flavor to it, so...
I've drank it straight.
Oh,
but I have a problem.
I have also. I had a bottle before we started making all these cocktails, and it was dropping pretty quick.
Yeah, they used old Overholt, but we don't got that kind of budget.
No, I was going to bring the Sazerac. If I'd remembered before I left the house, I would have brought the Sazerac.
I'm glad you didn't.
All right then.
Because this is an ounce and a half of rye whiskey going in here.
Mm-hmm.
The recipe, of course, will be available on our website, gentlemanofelegantleisure.com, along with pithy comments, depending on how pressed for time I am.
Or drunk.
What else do you need?
Oh, I needed the apple juice.
Oh, I can get that. Hold on.
So we're going to improv while Dave is going to the... well-stocked pantry.
That's right. Well, I'll put in the half ounce of allspice.
Oh, well, you got the allspice jam. Sure, you got that.
Which is, this is going to use up a nice chunk for you.
Yeah, thank goodness.
You only bought the one bottle of this, is that correct?
I did.
Okay.
Foolishly.
You let me know if that's enough. Because I got another carton of apple juice, if that does not suffice.
No, this will be more than enough, because it's only a itty bit.
So this is the...
3/4 of an ounce.
This is the cloudy, fresh apple juice?
Well,
it's not really.
It'll hit the notes we need.
Okay.
And look at this, a rare featured Peychaud's Bitters. Look
oh, sure.
This.
Oh, Peychaud's Bitters.
I think we last used that for anything.
I know. And I was hunting for it endlessly. And, you know, on my last trip, where did I go for my last trip? I know I went somewhere. California. And I hunted around because I really wanted some Boker's Bitters.
Right.
I went to 3 different places and I couldn't get Boker's Bitters. But I did get some orange flower water.
Did you try the black market?
No, I tried the market at the Grove.
The
farmer's market.
No, I can't.
So that's a different, whole different thing.
You're going
thing.
To the black farmer's market.
I don't know. But anyway, so I was putting my orange flower water away and I put it next to my bottle of Boker's Bitters that I bought last year. So it's a good thing I didn't find one. Because it's actually quite expensive, too.
And yes.
And now I got to find it. It's like $30 for a little teeny weeny bottle.
And you did use yours up?
No, I have a brand new one I've never opened that I bought on a previous trip, and I'd forgotten. You okay there?
Yep.
Jason just shaking his head. That's what it sounds like. And he's, you know.
I've lost my marbles.
Oh, he's...
There we go.
There we spiked the sound meter.
Oh, yeah. It's gone crazy.
And the punch.
Yeah.
And I brought the old Hawthorne strainer.
Oh, sweet.
Just to speed things along.
So you
it doesn't gurgle through that little hole.
Oh, you don't like the gurgle gurgle?
And look, it's the Canadian Club 100% Rye Hawthorne strainer.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know if you can read that or not, but that's what it is.
Hmm.
It's a nice color, eh?
Yeah, it's very autumn-like, isn't it? Golden for an amber, reddish amber color.
Yeah, it looks like it's got a nice, nice foamy finish there.
Yes, it's actually, I must admit, it says to stir it, but I didn't want to. I think it didn't matter because of the, I mean, it probably does, but anyway, I didn't do it, so...
You didn't do it. You didn't do it. So, yeah, what are you going to do?
Gentle folk.
Here, I've got...
Well, somebody already knows we're pouring drinks. You're going to have to wait.
That's what happens. People know you're having a party, and they can't wait to get there.
So, again, it's 1.5 ounces of rye, 3/4 ounce of apple juice or unfiltered cider, 1/2 ounce of allspice liqueur, and 2 dashes of Peychaud's bitters. Stir all the ingredients, or shake it like we did, with ice, and strain it into an ice-filled rocks glass.
That's what you did.
That's what you did.
Yes.
Mm.
And?
Quite nice.
Would you spend an evening of Thanksgiving drinking this?
I think I would. If I were an American and celebrating the upcoming
it's good.
Thanksgiving Day.
Wow. It's not quite what I expected. I don't know what I expected, because now that I think about what's in it, it tastes exactly like that.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I thought it was going to be sweeter and thicker.
Yeah.
But you get a big rye hit, and then the apple comes in there.
Yeah.
It's got that little bit of seasoning from the allspice,
yeah, but
only the tiniest bit.
Yeah, cinnamon back at the back of your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, the spice certainly remains after you've swallowed the liquid.
Yeah.
The spice is still there.
And then the Peychaud bitters kind of overrides everything with its kind of, its...
funkiness?
Its funky flavor that it's got. But you definitely get the apple, so it works for harvest time.
Yeah, no, it's a straight ahead drink. I mean, I wouldn't say there's any surprises, but it's a nice mix.
Yeah.
It's
very, very seasonal.
I mean, I almost want a surprise, but I don't know what I want the surprise to be. I don't know if I want a little citrus zing in it or not.
Yeah, you could always add a little lemon juice.
Yeah.
I could.
A little more. Maybe a twist of lemon over the top.
Because it does say to garnish it with a cinnamon stick.
That sounds like overkill to me.
Yeah.
It's going to blow the budget. You know what those things are worth?
They don't grow on trees.
No. not on trees.
it's nice.
It is nice.
It is a nice drink.
Sort of thing you want to give a little chew, a little...
I would like to try it with maybe a different rye. Is rye sometimes spicy? Is that a thing they describe?
They describe them as spicy. Sometimes that's more to do with, I think, the heat. You've got salty snacks again, just like last time.
Excellent.
Clear the palate
after the apple stuff. But that's, yes. It says here, there's little comparable to the taste of a ripe autumn apple, and that flavor carries over to the cocktail glass in bartender Jason Renner's recipe for the autumn rye. Served at Pittsburgh's Bar Marco from fall to early winter, when fresh apple juice is readily available, this drink accents whiskey spice with the crispness of apple. It says here, to amplify the fall flavor, try swapping fresh, unfiltered apple cider for the juice, which would certainly give it a whole different wacky flavor profile.
Yeah, you can monkey around with the juice side of it, and that would definitely change it.
Monkey juice.
Monkey juice.
It's a cocktail that's great to sip after you get done raking leaves, he says.
Or before raking leaves. Mm-hmm. You might not.
Oh,
you
know, sure.
It'd be a pretty messy job, I imagine.
We should probably do that after we leave.
Yeah.
It's to go rake leaves.
Let's go rake leaves.
Now, yep. Dave and I are wealthy enough.
Sure.
That we have people that take care of our leaves for us.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We both live in townhouse complexes, sure. You understand.
Oh, yeah.
But Fred, he's foolishly opted for
a pioneer lifestyle.
Where he has to do all his own mending and fencing.
I was raking leaves just yesterday.
You see? Yeah. That's where I was going with this. Because it's been very windy.
I know. I don't know why I bothered, to be honest.
You have a leaf blower?
I did. Actually, I was blowing and sucking. leaves.
And that's where we end today's show, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting too blue.
With my light leaf blower.
Oh!
You can also vacuum them up.
Right.
As opposed to just blowing.
Sorry, I was out in the kitchen. I didn't hear about the leaf blower. Oh. I just heard blowing and sucking, and exactly. I decided that's enough.
It's technical stuff.
Technical stuff. All right.
I wasn't aware that leaf blowers could suck.
Sure. If you run the impeller the opposite direction.
The impeller?
Sure. What do you think creates the vacuum or the?
I didn't know it had a name.
I thought it just had a fan in it. The blue.
You can call it a fan if you don't really know, but sure.
If you're a simpleton.
Is it related to a propeller?
Well, they both turn.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And they're fan-like propeller.
But a propeller has props, has blades, and the impeller it has. You might call them blades, but it's. Yeah, looks completely different.
I
don't know.
I don't.
I think he's lying.
Bring out the whiteboard. Let me do a couple of sketches here for you.
Yeah, we'll put them on Instagram. You can weigh in on whether you're impeller or propeller.
So as you can see here on the board,
I'm anti-peller. What do you do with them when you suck them?
Put them in the blue, no, the green bin.
No, in between those two things.
There's a bag.
Oh, there's a bag.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody using a leaf sucker.
Really?
I've only seen them blow them, and then they get them into a big thing, then they break them into a bag.
I'll loan you mine.
Ah.
No, we have people to do that for us. We don't need to do it.
That's a union thing.
Get back to the land.
That's right, back to the land with your electric leaf blower sucker thing.
I said no. I thought you had to blow it into a thing, which always seems so pointless to me.
Yeah, no, it's pointless to just blow them across the street, and then the wind goes... It's all back again.
Mm-hmm. Although that doesn't happen at your place, does it? You gotta put up a fence.
I do.
And a brave face.
Mm-hmm.
No. Mr. October.
Mr. October.
Oh, coming up next.
This one's a punch in the face. I have to admit that I have tried.
Really?
You've tried this? Oh.
And it was a punch in the face. Well, that's...
But in a good way.
Spoiler alert, it's a punch in the face.
Yeah. Well, you know who's gonna get a punch in the face? Yeah.
Well.
Mr. Runahead.
Yeah. Oops. I may be, maybe not.
Well, give us a rundown, Jason, of what's in Mr. October, anyways.
1.5 ounces of Laird's Bonded Applejack.
Oh, there's not much left in that bottle.
No, it's been very popular, apparently, in the Partridge House.
It has been.
3/4 ounce of cinnamon syrup. Now, this is very old because this label betrays.
I know. I think it might predate your pimento dram.
It might. B.G. Reynolds is what this is called now. I think I have a cinnamon that beats this one, too, actually, from the same company when it was almost a like a photocopied label on it.
And then went through another name change after that, and then B.G. Reynolds, right?
It might have. You might be right.
Yeah.
And I think it usually says on here to use it within like a week after you open it. So, anyway.
Mm-hmm. No, it's pretty good. It's been refrigerated the whole time.
3/4 ounce of that. 3/4 ounce of fresh lemon juice, which you get from these yellow eggs that are laid by a very tart chicken. 1/2 ounce of, Galliano.
I finally found a use for the Galliano.
Exactly. And again, this has been very popular.
Yeah, no, there's not much left of that bottle either.
And 2 dashes of St. Elizabeth's Allspice Dram.
Oh.
And so that's what we're going to... Look at that. That's what's going to go into this.
So, between the Allspice Dram and the cinnamon, it's a very cinnamony.
Yeah, well, it won't be as cinnamony as it would be with my allspice dram that's so cinnamon-laden. And he says that this is like apple pie a la mode because of the vanilla flavor.
Yeah,
that's right.
From this comes through.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Galliano, yeah.
I don't want to do it.
I'm tired.
No. Yeah, no, I was so excited. I had to make it for
Have you got a little bit more ice, you know?
I don't know. Let me have a look.
Okay.
You continue ripping.
I will. I'm going to keep ripping and riffing.
Oh.
If there's a little bit more, I think that would help us out. And if there's not, well, then that's... Oh, I got fresh nutmeg to grate over the top.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. It's got a lot of pieces to it, which wouldn't normally think to associate together. Like the Galliano shows up in not that many drinks.
No. Which is... Because we did two, obviously, with it that time, and they were both hugely successful.
Yeah. Oh, they were great. And that might be why that bottle's so low.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And the B.G. Reynolds... That cinnamon syrup, I mean, it's such... There's so much sugar in that, it's not going anywhere.
Exactly.
They're not all cubed ice, but it is ice.
It's going to do the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them are octahedrons.
Yes.
As I can tell. Mm-hmm. From over here, anyway.
Like really old people?
Yes.
Is that what an octahedron is?
Yes.
So let's do this. This is from your book. What the hell is this book called?
Oh, this is New York Cocktails. This book. It's just, yeah, it's really pretty basic New York Cocktails by Amanda Schuster.
If only it was called Really Basic New York Cocktails, and then you wouldn't need to get a pickled walnut.
There is that one. It is a pretty, I'm spending a lot of time going through this. There's a lot of recipes you can actually make, and when they do have something like the cinnamon syrup, which you might not have on the shelf, they tell you how to make it.
Yes.
Which I find very helpful. But it lists a lot of the bars that were in business when this was written.
And how new is this book? I know you just got it for your birthday.
It's pretty new. It's a first edition.
Oh.
2017, so that's new.
That's pretty new, yeah.
3/4 of an ounce of cinnamon syrup, which is actually quite a lot.
Oh, it was it's a lot. I was surprised. I double checked. I thought, is this the right? Did I read that right?
Did you make it recently?
Recently, I made it recently. It was one of those days where I made a couple of cocktails, so I'm not sure I remember it that well. But yeah, no, you got.
I think,
Dave, you got to poke that thing back in.
The cinnamon stick sliding out of the bottle is a little repulsive. Like, I got to say.
It is.
Black tar coming out of there.
Yeah, no, it's off-putting, I admit. But look, that's a lot of cinnamon. It's like the time I made one drink and it called for like a half ounce of bitters.
Yes.
And I thought, this isn't... I kept shaking and shaking. This isn't how you're supposed to use bitters. But it wasn't bad. I can't remember what it was. It's in... Vintage Cocktails, I think. It's one of the ones in there.
It also appears to be too much Galliano.
I know.
Yeah, well, everything about this is an extreme. But this might actually be what I was looking for in that other drink. This is going to have a thicker mouth feel.
Oh, it will. I think it will. I don't remember it, but with all those sugar syrups.
I don't know if this makes a difference or not, but we'll shake it up.
Sure.
Nitroglycerin in it.
You know how we like to shake things up.
Two dashes.
Yeah, I free pour my dashes. There you go.
That seems like a couple of dashes.
Yeah, that's a bunch of dashes. But I sometimes find that a dash doesn't really do it for me, depending on what it is.
I hear you. On account of the microphone.
So what are you doing now?
I've got a cut of a fresh lemon here. That's what it wants.
God bless you.
It wants 3/4 of an ounce of fresh lemon juice. And God damn it, I've got this squeezer thing that I paid top dollar for at Wilson and Sonoma or whatever the hell they're called.
Williams?
No, I went to Wilson.
Oh.
I get my sports equipment and my bar equipment in the same locale.
Oh, yeah, that's good thinking. It's a time saver.
And this is a lot of lemon juice, too.
Yeah. I don't think this is going to work.
No, I think, I think Mr. October is a...
Got disaster written all over it.
Failure.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm out. That's it. I'm out of here. Get in the road.
Hold my tent.
Yep. I'm going to pack my troubles in my own old kit bag. No, that's not it.
Smile, smile, smile.
No, I'm going to frown. Frown, frown.
Oh. I'm telling you, people at home, we've told you before, always use your fresh squeezed juices.
Oh, yeah. And they're usually not that expensive for a lemon.
No, it's usually like getting, you know. It says a double strain this, and I don't know why. There's nothing in here that seems to require double straining.
No, I don't think you need to double strain it. There's no solids in anything except for the lemon.
Yeah.
And you don't double strain lemon usually. You won't.
I don't.
No, I never do.
I'm not that kind of.
Maybe they wanted it to look really crystal clear. But, you know, I'm not that fussy.
No.
Oh, there he goes. And he's off. Oh. I'm coming around the first bend. It's Crazy Eyes. Crazy Eyes on the outside. And smiling. Smiling Jason on coming up on the back. Back stretch.
All right. Let's double strain it.
Okay, of course. We have to follow the instructions.
And I have a double, so I brought the other strainer.
Oh, then you might as well use it.
I'm going to be able to write this thing off on my taxes.
We're going to use the martini glasses for this one, or cocktail glasses.
Yes.
They're not martini glasses if you use them for a cocktail, are they?
I don't know. Fred, I'm pouring.
Oh, sorry.
I can't answer questions.
Good point.
Whilst I'm pouring.
But yeah, a lot of cocktails use these. It's good because you've got them. You might as well use them.
Yeah.
And when you've got one of these that it's pretty concentrated, you got the volume. You got the true cocktail. I mean, this has got a little bit of, lemon juice, but that's about it. But a lot of these drinks are, they're not tall drinks. These aren't thirst quenchers. not something you're going to, take out of a... You know, your thermos on a hot summer day.
I don't know. It might be nice to take the thermos. Let's try. We'll let you know next summer.
Yeah.
How does that look?
That looks fantastic.
Autumnal.
Yes, same sort of color. This is the exciting part.
Anytime
you can put fresh nutmeg on something.
Oh,
okay. Like I put it on the cat all the time.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
Yeah. Customers at work get a fresh dusty of nutmeg.
A lot of people don't realize how much cats like a little bit of spice.
Oh, they say.
Yeah, I mean, catnip, is an herb. They like that, but I'll tell you, a little nutmeg ground over your cat's tummy?
Just enough to pop all the bubbles on top.
Your cat?
Either that or Michael Jackson's chip. I can't remember. Oh my god, I guess neither of you, being grown ups, watched that Michael Jackson Halloween special this year.
What?
Ugh.
There wasn't a Michael Jackson Halloween. He's passed on.
Yeah, I know. But.
What?
I don't know. The Michael Jackson estate seems to think that he's a viable moneymaker for Halloween.
He's a going concern?
My goodness me, what an awful thing that was.
Ooh. Well, I'm sorry I missed that.
You're not, but you are. So I'll give you this one here.
He said not really meaning a word of it. Well, this is going to be cool.
Yes, so this is, what is this called? Mr. October.
Mr. October.
And here's to everybody involved.
Right.
I love the smell of it. Holy cow. Yeah. It
does smell like apple pie.
Oh, yeah.
It does smell like apple pie. Wow.
It tastes like apple pie.
Mm.
Oh, my God. See, that's what I thought the other one was going to taste like.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is fantastic.
This is
apple.
Yeah.
This is...
Where did the apple come from?
I don't know. This tastes more apple than what an apple juice is.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. It must be the lemon, right? The lemon gives it the tartness. And then you've got the sweetness of the cinnamon syrup. You've got the Applejack, which I never thought it tasted that much like apple.
I don't either.
The Galliano gives it that, as they say, the vanilla thing cuts through there. The allspice dram gives you all of the pumpkin seasoning.
I can't believe with all those ingredients, like it's so well balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing overpowering or.
Oh my gosh.
It is very good.
No wonder.
Too bad I'm all out of Applejack.
Yeah. You got enough for a few there.
I guess so.
Oh my heavens! This is the drink.
Yeah.
I'm calling my boat right now. I have to.
This is what you're going to have on American Thanksgiving, isn't it?
It is. I'm going to have this on every holiday.
Wednesday morning breakfast.
Yes, I had enough left of the other drink. I was able to go back to it.
Yep.
And it's still very nice, but this is this is what I wanted. Mm-hmm. I wanted a great big flavor burst, right? Mm. This is very nice, but it's
for sipping.
Yeah. But this one, holy cow. Miner created this apple-y autumn favorite when he was head bartender at the now-departed Jake Walk in Brooklyn. Luckily, you can still order one from him at the Long Island Bar in Borum Hill. And,
you oughta.
Yeah.
Mm. And the fresh... I don't even know if I got the nutmeg, but I bet it helped.
Yeah. Oh, no, that it makes it. You get that on the nose. Yeah.
He says, I grew up in New England. I have a strong affinity to apple picking and all that. I thought, I wonder if I could make apple pie in a glass. Mm-hmm. Guess what, Timothy?
You've done it.
You've done it. I know you've been wondering for the past 5 years if this drink was very good.
Yeah.
And sure, you gave it to a book to publish. Mm-hmm. But what does that mean? I've given all sorts of stuff to people.
Sure.
Mostly colds. But, Roustabouts from Canada are also supporting this as a fantastic drink. Everybody should order it. Everybody should make it. Everybody should have this.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
And it's sweet, but it's not too sweet.
No.
No.
Is it?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
All that lemon juice in it.
Yeah. No, it keeps it in balance.
Yes. No, you must go to the website and get this recipe and make this drink.
Yeah.
Wowzers. Yes.
Yeah, the hardest thing to get Elizabeth's allspice dram, unless you make your own.
Yeah.
Your own pimento dram.
Have you got that recipe still up on the screen there, Dave? You should read that out for the folks at home.
I mean, cinnamon syrup isn't too bad. It's just cinnamon sticks, water, and sugar. So that's not so hard to make.
But if you wanted to make allspice dram, you'd have to get some.
Well, you'd have to get 1 cup of light rum.
Mm-hmm.
1 1/4 cups of whole allspice berries, 1 cinnamon stick, 1 1/2 cup of water, and 2/3 of a cup of brown sugar.
So where do you get the allspice? I mean, just like the allspice berries, just like the raw stuff from the Safeway?
Yeah, that's what I was asking. She says, where do you get allspice berries? I've never seen them.
They're there. They're in the regular spice thing. Whatever that. Who's the most popular one here in our neck of the woods that has the spice bottle?
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
McCormick's. Is it McCormick's spices? Maybe they have one allspice berries.
Yep.
And I actually bought them bulk before I knew that I could get it from there because I was going to make the stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Start up. I remember you had your garage all converted. You had all those big tanks.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. No, it was. I lost about $750,000.
Yeah, it was a good idea.
Yeah. Well, you know, you had to give it a shot. No. Right? Spend your whole life's earnings all up in smoke.
Captain my life insurance policy.
You have no choice but to commit suicide.
This podcast takes off.
Yeah,
then the allspice dram will go through the roof, and you'll be back in the black.
It did go through the roof.
So if you want to make the allspice your own allspice dram, you just. You crush the allspice berries in a mortar and pestle or grind them in a spice grinder.
Mm-hmm.
And you want coarse, large pieces, not a fine grind. Step 2, place the crushed allspice in a sealable glass jar and pour the rum on top.
Mm.
You seal the jar and shake well. And now you let this mixture steep for 4 days, and you have to shake it every day. On day 5, break up the cinnamon stick and add it to the mixture. Step 3, after 12 days, total steeping, strain out the solids through a fine mesh strainer. Like Jason, he's got tons. If you don't have one, ask Jason. He's got tons of strainers.
Oh, sure.
And then you strain again through a coffee filter into your final bottle or jar. And then the final step, step 4, heat water and sugar on medium until boiling, stirring to dissolve about 5 minutes. Let the syrup cool, then add it to the strained allspice infusion. Shake, and then let it rest for a minimum of 2 days before using.
I know it sounds like a lot of work, but I'll tell you, Christmas is coming. You want to make some of this stuff.
Yeah, and that's from, if you want to see those instructions again, you can go to SeriousEats.com. That's where I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I'll put a link on the the website in case somebody goes there to see where the recipes are and everything else, which is the only way to get them if you haven't been writing them down right now, because I'm not going to say them again.
No. But this is great. You know, I mean, I come away from it and I come back to it. And I tell you, this is something else.
It could be the official cocktail of November.
I think it might be.
Mr. October.
Mr. October is the official for...
Yeah.
Yeah. And it makes more sense in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we have our Thanksgiving in October, so...
Mm-hmm. And leaves start coming down a little bit earlier.
Yep. But if you could make this... If you have a few friends over, you make a... You give everyone one of these, they'll think you're a genius.
Yeah, they will. Unless they hate apples, and then they're going to say, this is the worst drink I've ever had.
Oh, you know how much I hate apples? Oh, I wouldn't invite that guy back again.
Oh, that's a wonderful drink.
Mm-hmm. What a lucky... that's just a flip... I kept looking for drinks that I could make.
But you knew that you had to have apple in it. Or did you forget that was part of the requirement?
I forgot.
Wow, then that really is lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
No, we could have ended up making a tiki drink tonight if I wasn't careful.
Maybe we did.
Maybe we did.
Hmm? No.
But there's, apparently, as it turns out, there's a whole bunch of cocktails you can make.
May I see that book? Up close?
Oh!
He seems hesitant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he should.
Well, I'm still working on it, but if you want to cast your eyes
like
on
it. Like he just handed to a 4-year-old with a crayon. Gonna go nuts.
I just want to see how the layout is, because, I mean, cocktail books are all great.
Yeah.
I love them.
This one's laid out randomly.
It's got a die cut in the front there?
It has themes.
Jeez, that must have cost a fortune.
Oh, yeah, no, it's extra.
Cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
This will set you back $20 in the States.
Oh, sure, yeah.
40. 24 in Canada.
Oh, 24. Mm.
Or Canada.
Mm. It's got a map on the in the front there? Map
yes, does it actually apply to anything?
Yeah, I don't know.
But there's, it's got themed chapters, so. But no, it's called
Flirtbird.
What?
Flirtbird.
Up yours.
Created by bartender Takuma Watanabe. This take on the jungle bird makes an artful use of Japanese ingredients. Mizu Saga Barley Shochu.
Mm.
An ounce of yuzu juice. Yeah, I don't think we're making
any of that. Sounds like it's made up. Ingredients.
Whiskey Business.
Hey, we did one of those.
We did Whiskey Business. We had a couple episodes. Whiskey Business 1 and 2, or is it just 1?
Yeah, but I don't think we ever made a drink called Whiskey Business.
No.
I think we just called it Whiskey Business.
Yeah.
And now here we could have it rye. Ancho rice. I don't know what that is. Probably some Amaro of some sort. Lemon juice. I've just seen it. Is there any place that we actually went to in here, Freddie? There's the French 75 again. What have they got in there?
Dead rabbit.
Lemon juice syrup.
I don't remember if they up and ups. I've been just sort of flipping pages. I haven't studied it.
You've had this for months.
I've had that for, yes. Yeah, 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Months.
Uh-huh, true.
Dear Irving is mentioned in here. We went to Dear Irving. I took a picture in the bathroom.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's that interesting.
Yeah, maybe I'll put that on the website.
No, you don't think so.
I'm going to put the picture of me in the bathroom.
This isn't your Louis C.K. picture, is it?
No.
No, but it might have been the same day that we saw Louis C.K. on the street.
I think you're right, it was.
City.
Yeah.
What did I say? Dear Irving?
Yeah.
What's the page is it here? 150. I don't remember what we even drank there.
It was forever somewhere.
It was sort of a low point of the trip.
Well, I was feeling poorly.
You were feeling poorly.
Well, I wanted to keep going.
We'd had to wait for it to open.
No, I see.
We'd gone to a Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I thought maybe I'll buy some oatmeal, but people didn't want me to wait in the line. And I said, well,
there's like 30 people in the line. I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm, it was. It was very busy. It went all the way around the place.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of waiting in a line, we went back and stood on the street. Dear Irving. Yeah, there you go. Vice versa. I can't remember what we had there. Sorry, folks.
I'll play back the audio.
Did we record audio there?
We did.
Nope, Whiskey Business is also related to Dear Irving. Oh, no, it's... I think that might be a typo. Oh, no. One of the most popular drinks at Dear Irving, Whiskey Business. Maybe I had it.
Maybe you might have had it. I'll look it up for you.
Okay.
Boy, this is good. I keep drinking
what's
this.
What's in the Whiskey Business cocktail?
That was the one that had the ounce of Rittenhouse rye,
mm-hmm.
1 ounce of ancho reyes, R-E-Y-E-S.
I think that's...
reyes?
Maybe reyes, rye.
The mezcal or something.
Half an ounce of lemon juice and a half ounce of cinnamon syrup.
We could do that.
We could almost do it right now if we knew what ancho Sage was.
It's a pepper.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a smoked pepper. That's what makes me think it's like a mezcal or a tequila.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see.
Oh.
Oh. Death and Company, we didn't get to.
Are we rereading a book on the radio?
I am.
To yourself?
I'm terribly sorry.
It's not the most sizzling entertainment.
I'm going to hand that back to you so that I stop reading a book on the radio.
Okay. Well, that's great. It's a chili liqueur.
Oh, okay. Can you make it yourself?
Oh, I'm sure you can. Mm. But I might look for that. That sounds like it could be interesting.
Yes. Well, tied into Dear Irby, which was great. All the rooms, apparently,
yes,
are decorated slightly differently.
Yeah,
right. Which is what we found. Mm-hmm. Ours were all glass beads.
Yeah.
But the front of the restaurant was like a 70s...
Mm-hmm. Disco.
Was it disco or?
Well, there was one that had the sort of the tulip chair, sort of the space agey.
Kind of ultra loungy. Oh, yeah. 70s ultra loungy thing. Yeah. Then we were beaded things. Mm-hmm. Then there was a part that looked like a train.
That's right, out the back.
Yes. Yeah. And then I took a picture in the bathroom. Which will be on the website.
I don't know.
Why did you take a picture in the bathroom?
Because the bathroom was I think I went twice. No, I didn't. I only went once. I only took the picture once. It was all diamond-shaped mirrors on all four walls. And so I was able to hold the camera up here and look at my reflection over there and get a shot of me with all of the diamond-shaped glass around it.
Okay.
With my pants on. That's where you're going.
Oh, good. So it's a G-rated.
Very G-rated.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, if I'd had it to do all over again, I'd do it all over again.
What's that?
I'd go to all the same bars.
Oh.
And more.
Yeah.
Of course.
All those, plus more. Like PDT, we never made it to Please Don't Tell because it's hard to get into it.
Yes.
You get booked up.
And they told us that it was hard to get into it, and we still tried to get into it on the same day, thinking, well, obviously they don't mean us.
Not us.
On a Wednesday.
No. Don't they know we have a podcast?
Yeah.
They should know.
Fools.
Yeah. To the hot dog place. But anyway, I keep going. I keep having a sip of this.
I love it.
It doesn't get old.
It doesn't get old. Unlike my allspice dram, which might be.
Yum.
No, that's fantastic.
I tell you, spend all your money. Take money out of your bank account. Do anything you can do to make this drink.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sell your children.
Sell your children.
Your body parts.
Mm-hmm.
Organs.
Yeah.
Like, what was that director?
The stuff you don't need.
The Spanish guy, Mexican guy. Robert Rodriguez, he funded a film by selling, I don't know, blood?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, is it worth that much?
His blood?
His blood is other celebrity blood.
Oh, it's tiger blood.
Tiger.
No, it was pre-celebrity. He was just trying to make money so he could make his film, and some people paid for donating stuff.
Yeah.
And look it up. Google it.
All right.
Robert Rodriguez? Richard Rodriguez. Robert Rodriguez?
Oh, it's gone.
Just put in Rodriguez blood.
All right.
You can't have any of mine, Fred. I gotta save some for the wife.
I bet
you'll like it.
Yes.
If there's something left, I might make another one when I get home.
You've got plenty left. You got lemons, you got applejack, you got everything you need.
Okay.
You brought most of the stuff for this drink. Yeah, you got it all.
Okay. Well, that's great.
It'll be Dave and I that are left behind.
Oh, yeah,
you guys, right.
Suck it.
Yeah, we have to go drink old cans of Schlitz.
Pilsner.
There's no Pabst Blue Ribbon left?
No. We got to get through the Schlitz first. They haven't made it since 1983.
I've got a big case of Rainier beer downstairs.
It's collectible.
Yep.
I got a phone call from Jennifer.
Oh. Hi, you're interrupting our podcast.
Hi, you're live on the air with everybody. Yeah. Oh, here, let me put you on speaker. We've never done this before.
This is Jennifer's significant other.
I'm very shy. I don't like to be on speaker, and I don't like my voice.
Yeah, no one will be able to hear that. So.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Long-time listener, first-time caller?
Does she have a cocktail request?
That's right. Do you have a cocktail request for us? She'd like something with black currant.
Oh, black currant. Cassis. All right.
Cassis.
Let's do it.
We've done black currant before.
I've been wondering why I haven't bought a bottle of that. Or do you have some?
I think Jason has some black currant.
All right. Yeah. Well, we can dial that in.
Sure. Why not?
That sounds like something you would do in the fall.
Could be.
Or any time. Summer. All right. It's a cassis.
It really, berries. You can't go wrong with berries.
No.
Allspice berries, black currant.
Yeah. No. That's why we keep coming back to the same old things again. So, I mean, you're always going to see lemon. You're always going to see apples. You're going to see lime continuously. Yeah. Oh, that's great. You should really plant an orchard in your...
I should. I think it's against strata rules, though. I don't think we're allowed to have fruit trees.
Oh, I hate stratas.
I know. That's why you live in a pioneer existence.
Exactly. That's right. I'm going to start planting limes.
Yeah. Johnny Appleseed here is going to grow an orchard for us. We use it in...
Because you really need all the fruits.
We need all the fruits. We need black currant. We need...
See, we say there's an apple theme, but you're going to come back because apples are everywhere in a lot of drinks.
Can you grow slow berries so we can make slow gin, so we can make a Trader Vic sling for Dave?
Okay.
Good.
I do have slow gin, if that helps.
No.
You have to go. We're doing homestead.
Right from scratch.
Homestead alcohol.
An invasive, unwelcome bush.
Sure.
That's probably illegal to grow.
Yeah, an invasive species. Who doesn't like an invasive species?
Damsons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the damson plum. Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I love that drink.
Yeah.
Mr. October.
Hmm.
Can you Google Mr. October and see if there is...
A baseball reference?
I will Google Mr.
I think you're right. What was I going to say?
I don't know. You've had a lot of Mr. October already. So.
You were going to say something about giving me a $100 bill?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't going to be able to do that this week.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's all right. I can take your $150 next week.
I've got a $150 bill on me.
Oh, yeah, it's a baseball reference. You know, anybody want to guess which baseball player was Mr. October?
Jolton Joe.
No. People who know baseball will think, these guys are idiots.
Willie Mays?
No, Reggie Jackson.
That's what I meant to say, but I don't know Willie Mays from my Reggie Jackson.
Yes, he's, of course, a baseball player. Played 21 seasons for the Kansas City, Oakland Athletics, Baltimore Orioles, New York Yankees, and blah, 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 blah. Jackson was nicknamed Mr. October for his clutch hitting in the postseason with the Athletics and the Yankees. Mr. October.
Mr. October.
He's a big car collector, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Reggie Jackson.
Well, you know why? Because he's rich.
He's rich. That's why.
Reggie. Reggie Rich.
You got a lot of money. You got to spend something on it.
Exactly.
Spend it on something.
When did he retire?
I don't know. He was inducted to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1993. So I don't know what.
Late 80s.
83.
Oh, his last MLB appearance was October 4th, 1987, for the Oakland Athletics.
I said late 80s. So.
You sure did, and you were right.
You're right.
Bing, 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 bing.
I guess that makes you the most sporty of all of us.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no. Yeah. And that's why we're starting a new segment called Extra Sporty
with Fred Partridge.
Yep.
They give us a sports editorial?
Sure, about stuff I barely know.
Yeah, and then we're bringing back Dave Coyne's hockey story.
Yeah, I'm putting some blackout in my front teeth.
Yep.
So I look like Bobby Clark.
I remember the last hockey game I saw. It was the Canucks versus the California Golden Seals.
Oh, my God, really? What was that, like 1972?
Well, probably, because I think the Seals are probably gone by about 75, 76.
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah. It was a great game. I thought it couldn't get any better than this.
Who won?
I'm never going to... They did.
Did it?
And,
Seals?
The Seals won.
Oh, of course. It's a connection in the 70s. They didn't win a single game.
That's right. Not like now.
No.
No, they couldn't win tiddlywinks back then.
Wow. So you saw the Golden Seals, the Cleveland Barons,
the Kansas City Scouts. all the great now defunct American teams from the 70s.
Vancouver Grizzlies.
Mm. That's a basketball team.
What?
You rude.
I think you're thinking of the Blazers.
Oh.
That was the other league.
WHL?
The WHL. The WHA or whatever it was.
I think you guys should be hosting this hockey show.
Maybe we should.
David Jason's
iffy sports comment.
That's right.
I think it was the Blazers.
Hockey-ish podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that would be great. Whack. Something popped into my head and it popped right back out. Oh. We're talking about the Golden Seals and the Cleveland Barons. Huh?
Nope. Nope, nothing.
Stay tuned, folks.
All right.
For Fred's post-show comment.
That's right.
We'll be discussing the Golden Seals. Can they come back?
Did we ever do Dave Coyne's hockey stories?
No, I was just a figment of your imagination.
It was for the next episode of Sunny Side Up.
Which never happened.
Oh. Did we do anything with you?
No. Other than me saying the word... We'll be back after this word.
Right.
Tweed.
Tweed.
That was my only appearance.
No, you also did, we'll be right back after these messages. And you said, Phil called? Something like that.
Ah. Oh. There you go. I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Coin on macabre never happened.
Never happened. But could. You never know.
Yeah, could be next episode.
Could be next episode of the
alt porn.
Golden Seals.
The Golden Seals, yeah.
Fred Hockey? No. When my sorry, guys. No.
Sorry, it's floating on a piece of Galliano in your brain. It's flowing right out. All right, well, wonderful show again. Oh, really? Our autumn tribute.
What a success.
Yes, yeah. A huge success.
Yeah. So I think we all in agreement, Mr. October
is a clear winner.
And I'm going to go home and make a couple of Reggie Jacksons.
Yeah.
Why not?
Call them that.
Loosely based on Mr. October.
Yeah.
The Reggie Jackson.
Yeah. What's in that?
Reggie Jackson.
Huh? What if Reggie Jackson served you a Mr. October?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like
how would you thank him for creating such a fantastic cocktail?
Like if Reggie Jackson had his own place?
Yeah, if the Reggies. I'll say it's called Reggies.
And it's full of old cars?
Yeah, old cars, baseball memorabilia.
World Series rings?
Yeah, of course, the whole shebang. It's got his entire collection there. And he mated you one of these Mr. October.
Mr. October. I would say, you know, Reggie, you retired in 1987 and you were inducted to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1993.
Hmm. Yeah?
I think you're one hell of a guy. I think you've got more money than creases.
Yeah.
Whereas I have more creases than money. But you've done such a fine job of cobbling together this fantastic apple-y drink that I have no choice but to be a gentleman of elegant leisure. Mm. I'm reaching into my pocket for my last shekel. For you, Reggie Jackson, Mr. October, I will
tip. Big.
Reggie doesn't accept shekels. Just so you know, you better have some real money.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone. Fuck.